94.1 News, I'm Erin Hassanzada. Storms are on the way. Stay tuned for weather updates. The UN Secretary General has a simple idea for the people of Iowa and the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, my message to you is that see the world, serve the world, be a global citizen, and shape the world we want.
That is UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking to Drake University. He recognizes that people of the world are living in a difficult society.
We are living in a world of inequality, insecurity, injustice, and intolerance.
While he is worried, he also has a solution.
It takes global citizenship. Citizenship that acknowledges that each and every one of us has a responsibility to be part of this solution.
He calls on the citizens of the world for their support as well as their leaders.
Look, listen to your people and take a bold reform measures before it is too late.
Ban Ki-moon is the first UN Secretary General to ever visit the state of Iowa. I'm Catherine Fritke.
Ban Ki-moon was in Iowa to award the World Food Prize. You might want to check the label on your jar of peanut butter next time you get a craving for a PB&J. A large recall on peanut products is sweeping the country. Mary-Kate Wachtel has more on the growing list of products and how dangerous they can be.
Shelves normally stocked with peanut products are being cleared at popular stores like Target, Costco, and Walmart. Salmonella poisoning has been found in more than 400 peanut products nationwide, stemming from the Sunland plant in New Mexico. Symptoms of salmonella include abdominal cramps, fever, and diarrhea. Nurse practitioner Janet Fink says the symptoms can escalate.
They can last 4 to 7 days. They can also last longer, and that's when you get concerned because they can be related to death, especially in young children and immunocompromised and elderly.
The big question remains, how can this problem be contained?
I guess it just depends how good the food handlers are pulling things off the shelf, because hopefully they can reach all those products.
A complete list of affected products can be found on the FDA website. I'm Mary-Kate Wachtel.
35 peanut butter-related illnesses have been reported. Those who have the infected products are urged to dispose of them immediately. This is 94.1 News.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Pakistani police have identified the main suspect in the assassination attempt of a Pakistani schoolgirl activist. Arrests have been made in the case. Donald Trump says he will donate $5 million to charity if President Obama releases his college records and passport applications. This is not the first time Trump is questioning the president's birthplace. The United States is suing Bank of America for $1 billion. This suit follows allegations that bad loans were sold by the bank to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The International Cycling Union has stripped Lance Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles as a result of a guilty verdict regarding doping. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight in San Francisco. The San Francisco Giants play the Detroit Tigers after their win over St. Louis on Monday. The Dow Industrials closed down 25 points. Here's your Drake area weather. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low of 62. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 60. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 35. It's currently 73 degrees. That's 94.1 News. More news next hour. I'm Erin Hassanzada.